This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Sturgill Simpson's new country album. Simpson attracted a lot of attention for his 2014 album, Metamodern Sounds in Country Music, a title that suggested he was working in more alternative forms of the country genre. Ken says that on the new album, called A Sailor's Guide to Earth, Simpson goes even further in his range and experimentation.
Every day, when the sun won't shine, when it seems like the whole world is against you, don't be afraid. Life is unkind. You can let go of the pain if you choose to.
There's a sense in which Sturgill Simpson's new collection is a concept album about becoming a father, something he did in 2014. A Sailor's Guide to Earth opens with a charmingly bombastic address to his son's arrival into the world. After some orchestral throat clearing, Simpson gives his son nothing less than what his song title refers to as a welcome to Earth.
Hello, my son. Welcome to Earth. May not be my last, but you'll always be my first. Wish I'd done this 10 years ago, but how could I know? How could I know? That the answer was so easy.
This is not your typical country music, is it? Which is also not to say it isn't. There have been charges that Simpson has abandoned country music on this album, which includes a very sincere cover of the Nirvana song In Bloom. Yet that charge is disproven every time he opens his mouth. His Kentucky locutions anchor his Sailor's Guide to Country Music as surely as Dan Dugmore's steel guitar does. Simpson also reconnects country to its affinity for rhythm and blues in a song such as Keep It Between the Lines, in which he offers that kid of his some life advice.
Don't turn mailboxes into baseball. Don't get busted selling at 17.
Listening to this nicely funky song powered by the Dap Kings horn section, I would be confused if I was a child. Isn't Sturgill precisely the kind of father who'd tell his son to color outside the lines? It's a little hard to tell whether Simpson's sober advice to stay in school and stay off the hard stuff is entirely sincere. But of course, ambiguity is frequently where art resides. And anyone yearning for some of the hardcore country rock you get when you go to hear Simpson in concert will be rewarded with a song such as Sea Stories.
Basic, but just like a papa said, keep your mouth shut and you'll be fine. Just another enlisted in the bowl for Uncle Sam's beater. But when you get the damn neck, hear a voice in your head said, my life's no longer mine. Have you running with some S.A.D.?
While I admired his independent spirit, I wasn't much of a fan of Simpson's previous album, Metamodern Sounds in Country Music, which struck me as too self-conscious, ostentatiously arty, and too derivative, specifically vocals whose phrasing and tone could be heard in Waylon Jennings albums from the 1970s. This is not, I am pleased to observe, the Sturgill Simpson to be heard most of the time on A Sailor's Guide to Earth.
Oh, how the breakers roll, keep pulling me farther from shore. Thoughts turn to a love so kind, just keep me losing my mind. So enticing, deep dark sea, it's so easy drowning in a dream. Oh,
that's Breaker's Roar, one of Sailor's many references to the sea. Simpson, who spent 3 years in the Navy, is drawn to water imagery throughout this album of birth and rebirth. It's the amniotic fluid in which his creativity floats. But there's very little that's lulling about A Sailor's Guide to Earth. It's Sturgill Simpson's voyage into uncharted waters, whether he's talking about first-time parenthood or creating songs that venture into country music wilderness territory.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Sturgill Simpson's new album, A Sailor's Guide to Earth. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, something special. The on-stage interview I recorded Sunday with Amir Questlove Thompson, the co-founder and drummer of The Roots, whose many credits include being the house band for The Tonight Show. Questlove wrote the show's theme. We talked about his new book of interviews with chefs, his final conversation with his father, Lee Andrews, who died last month, and he told some great stories about Prince. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Salad, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, and Thea Chaloner. I'm Terry Gross.